Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and may the meditations of all of our hearts be found acceptable in your sight, O Lord. For you are the one who strengthens us and the one who redeems us. Amen. There is a story about a Kansan who owned a general store. Now, he was a well-intended tending man who made a habit of offering a verse of scripture whenever anyone purchased something from him. The group of people who sat around the store in this rural area enjoyed the exchanges because some of the purchases challenged the imagination. One winter day, a Texan stopped in wanting to buy a blanket for his horse. The locals knew that the store stocked two types of blankets. One sold for $60, and the expensive one cost $89.95. So the proprietor showed this Texan the first one. "No, that's not good enough. I need something warmer for my horse." So he showed him the second blanket for $89.95. "That's not good enough either. Don't you understand? This is for my horse, and nothing's too good for my horse. Now show me your most expensive blanket." The store became very quiet as the shopkeeper reached under the counter to the $89.95 stock, pulled out a plaid one, and set it on the counter with great finesse. "This is our finest and the only one I have. Colorfast, 100% wool with a tight weave. It sells for $250. "Now you're talking," the Texan said. "I'll take it." And he counted out the money, folded the blanket, and left with a big grin on his face. As the shopkeeper opened the cash drawer and carefully counted the money, he said, Matthew 25:35. "He was a stranger and I took him in." "He was a stranger and I took him in." Now, the general store proprietor considered himself to be a Christian man. That's why he was spouting all of the scripture. And yet, he did not follow Christ when it came to dealing lovingly and ethically with his clients. He took him in. Literally took him to the cleaners. And today I want to talk about how imperative it is that Christians live the life that Christ lived. Because the Church of Jesus Christ is struggling today. And you all know it. You've seen it. Because so many believers, I believe, are not living the life that Christ lived. In both our Luke and Isaiah passage, we hear people not living that life. Or, in the case of Isaiah, a life that God wanted them to live, that the prophets exhorted them to live. We hear Jesus say, "I came to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it was already kindled. I have a baptism with which to be baptized, and what stress I am under until it is completed." I think what Jesus is saying is, he's come to light a fire under the followers of God, under the church. They say they believe, but they don't live out their faith. They don't act it. And this is the point of the Isaiah story as well. The leaders of the faith and the followers are producing sour or wild grapes, not good sweet grapes. There is no justice. There is bloodshed. These readings are not things we like to hear on a lazy, hot August morning. But the lectionary has a tendency to do that to us. But I do believe these readings are very timely for the times that we're living in today, in this country. Episcopal priest James Liggett, in a sermon entitled Powerful Stuff, which was written on our passages for today, shares the following. This abundance of slaps upside the head, which is how he sees Jesus' words, calls to mind a little saying from the French writer Léon Bloy. Bloy is often quoted as having said, "Any Christian who is not a hero is a pig." Any Christian who is not a hero is a pig. And that's true, he says, in a very scary sort of way. After all, in every reading we heard today, or the two that you heard, even in God is saying rather strongly that behavior is important. That God has some very real expectations of us. And that what we do, our actions and attitudes matter. God has expectations of each of us. And it's not just about us. Christian living isn't about making sure that we get in the right side of God or that we amass our collection of brownie points because we believe in God or we believe in certain things about God. Christian living is about making sure that other people are receiving justice, feeding those who are hungry, healing those who are sick, visiting those who are in prison. This, and my people have heard me say this a number of times, this is what Jesus saw as his job description. We hear it when he preaches in Nazareth earlier in Luke. He stood up and read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives, to let the recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant, sat down. All the people in the synagogue were looking at him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Jesus had read Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 2, while written by a different author than the one who wrote Isaiah 5. Most scholars today believe that Isaiah was written by three different people. It was first Isaiah, which took it up to the exile. The second Isaiah, while the people were in exile. And third Isaiah was after the people came back from exile. It carries the feeling, though, that when we treat others with justice and kindness, that we are living the life that God and Christ want us to live. Martin Luther once said, "A religion that gives nothing, costs nothing, and suffers nothing is worth nothing." You see, it's not easy to live the life of Christ. We're human. We want things the way we want them. We want to be right. And the world has a loud voice and it says, "You should be doing these things or believing these things." The problem is, as Jesus says several times in his words, the world doesn't follow Christ. Last Thursday and Friday, Barbara and I watched a very interesting documentary on Netflix entitled The Family. It's a five-show documentary. And it's on the history and about the National Prayer Breakfast. And it's a look at how religion, people gathering to pray together, and I'm not saying that's bad, But how they use that as a way of gaining power and wealth. Not just in this country, but around the world. It's a view of Christianity that is so diametrically opposed to the life of Christ. They use belief in Jesus. They use talking about faith. But they do very little to act like Jesus. And that I see stuff like that and I say, is it any wonder that young people today are being turned off by the church? I think if we start acting like Jesus, they would start to come back. Or become a member in the first place if they have never been a part of a church to begin with. We can't say, this is what we believe and expect them to come in. They have to see us. They want to see us living it. It's a proven fact that many young people, adults, want to be helping others in a hands-on sort of way, making a real difference in the lives of people. Church cannot be about seeing how many people we can get to church on Sunday. It has to be about helping others. How many people can we help? And that's why Jesus had such integrity, because compared with the religion leaders of his day, he practiced what he preached, and many of the people didn't see the priests, the Pharisees, and all of them doing that. Archibald MacLeish said it well when he said, there are two kinds of people, those who want to get things done and those who want to be right. We need to be a part of that getting things done group. And I think that's one of the reasons, one of the main reasons, that we're doing our whole Future of Long Hill Presbyterians process. We're looking at a future of our two churches and how we can make a difference in the township that we live in and the surrounding communities. It's not about being right. That's belief. That's only part of it. What do we do after what we say, what we believe? That's where the rubber meets the road. Let's not get taken in by the world. We follow a different voice. Amen.